Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is CB.
Up to the 12.
Yes, and we are live right now in the studio doing what we do and loving what we do and inspiring the world. Yes.
Got me stunned, created my own world like Tron.
Perseverance and endurance, my insurance. Dedicate my counselor and my reassurance. Looking firmly to the Lord for my reassurance. Giving no direction like I'm taking on the current. My confidence. Take friction as a compliment. Working hard gets you paid, that's common sense. The legal way gets violent, thinking like a congressman. Hit the ground running like a comet coming in. Proactive with my approach. My vernacular, it shows growth. Anything I ever wrote promotes hope. No need to showboat. Winning mentality going for broke.
Like Missy Vaughn, I can be a dancer, win a dance-a-thon. I can race a panther, have a little fun.
Yo, put on my winning shoes, yeah, and drink my winning juice. I got some winning roots, get in my indie coupe. I got confidence, a little rich, and that's a compliment. And doing shows, I'm a pro, so that's paying my rent. And like a raven flying straight to the firmament, and got me harder than the concrete, like a sharpie, I'm permanent. I kill my winning moves. Put on my winning shoes. Go get my winning crew. Guess what I'm finna do?
I can do anything, anything, be anything, yeah. I can do anything, anything, be anything, yeah. I just gotta go for it, go for it, go, go for it, go for it, go, go for it, go for it, go. Wow. I can do anything.
know out there that we are keeping the faith. And you have got to keep the faith. You have got to be reignited into your faith. It is your life. And reignite into your passion as well.
Yes.
Find that what you are passionate about, and then you shall find your purpose.
Exactly. And then you, in doing that, you've got to have the faith that you can find your passion. And while you seek your passion, be faithful over your passion. And then you got to know this, that you were put on this earth for a purpose. So you got to have faith in that. You're here for a reason, right?
Woo! Yes, yes, ma'am. You're here for a reason.
And you can do anything.
Anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, and this is Angel Wing,
and I'm Butterfly.
Yes, and today we're trying to give you some of these tools and let you know that it is very possible for you to reignite your passion. I know some people are still waiting on things to happen, for doors to open, to be able to do things that they have always dreamed of. And sometimes it can get a little stale, and you can be waiting and waiting and waiting, and you feel like nothing is happening. And you want to just give up and throw in the towel.
But you must keep the faith and believe and stay positive and never, never give up on your passion.
Exactly. Exactly. She's right. That's Butterfly. She said never, 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 never. And I know they say never say never, but we're going to say never on this time.
Yes.
Yes. So keep the faith, and the way you can do that is each day when you wake up, you become a grateful person. You be grateful for the little things, for just waking up, just opening your eyes, and then your faith shall come in because, you know, you didn't have to wake up that day. So that means your purpose is still at hand. You're still on the road to your successful purpose.
Your friend, and I'm going to help you get the thing.
All right.
Hi there, Angel Wing. How are you today?
Oh, I'm feeling kind of low.
Well, I want to help you feel high, like you can reach the sky, like there's nothing unachievable for you. So what I want to do as your friend, and a good friend to you, I want to tell you about a man named
okay. Let me know.
If you have faith the size of a mustard seed,
yes,
all things are possible through him. So what you have to do is tell yourself, I am an achiever. I am successful. I am a winner. Now try that with me. I am successful. I am an achiever. I am a winner.
A winner! Yeah, I like that. And so that's faith in it. And that's to believing in yourself. If you can believe in yourself and think positively about your day, about how it's going to go.
No matter what it looks like.
No matter how it looks.
You keep that faith, it will turn around. It will turn around for your good.
Exactly, exactly. Now that is something positive. Now, you know, everyone that listens to our show knows that we try to keep everything positive, and we try to keep everything upbeat with that conversation. Yes, we do, yes. And, you know, we were gifted with that. We were gifted to inspire. So we have to keep the faith on this platform. Those that are listening, those that are watching, what faith looks like. You got to know what it looks like. Some people have to see it, you know, and... You know, our faith is, you know, sometimes can get the best of us if we don't believe. But then when you come to realize that you're being around people that believe with you,
yes, your
yes, your team, your squad, your squad up, squad up. And then that way it will help you to continue on your journey and do what you have to do to make all things possible. Also, your main compadre will always be the Lord.
Yes, that's the friend that is
friend to the friendly friend.
Oh, yes. And I remember we went to a seminar, and it was with the waist gang, the, you know, getting snatched up. And prima donna, she was so awesome, and she said, your best business partner, your best friend, it's going to always be the Lord. You have to go to him before you go to anybody else. You need to pray and believe. So once you pray that thing out, you got to believe what you're praying for.
Yes, yes. So that's what you call faith.
Yes, yes. That's what you call faith. And, you know, we yes, I don't see you. But what we found that us as twins being together, when one is down, the other is up, and then we're pulling each other up. So it's great to have a partner to help you if you are defeated. You want to be revived and rejuvenated.
Yes, because if you look at it, there's no reason to really be down.
Right, right.
You have to know that life has its ups and downs, but if you keep your faith, sure as you're down, you're going to come up. So what is down has to come up. What is up has to come down. It's just life. Everyone has their season. So when you're in that season of faith, encourage someone else.
Right, right.
Say some good words to someone else. Give them a smile. Give them a call. Let them know that you're thinking of them.
Exactly.
Let them know to keep. Let them know you heard from them.
Talk to the twins.
Yeah. Yes. And then also, I know if anybody saw us on social media, we had our face cloths. We had these little cloths, and it was something to help us remember.
Yes.
In order to be successful, that you have to have the faith and the belief that you already are successful. The faith and the belief that things are going to work out and that you know that you're going in the right direction regardless of what's going on around you. So when I got my faith cloth, I was excited because I was like, oh, it's a
reminder.
That. It was a reminder. It reminded me of saying, girl, you've been on the right track. It may have been a slow progress, but you are moving along, and we want to move along. We want to progress. We want to evolve into something amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we're excited about this show and reigniting your passion and reigniting your faith and your dreams to come true, because truly a person wants to see another person evolve because it gives them faith in their vision.
Yes, because if you can't do it for one, we can do it for
you.
Yes. And another thing is, when you are okay with yourself, then you don't mind sharing the faith with someone else.
Exactly.
You want them to win.
You want to boost them up.
Yes. Good leaders want to see other people win.
Right.
You don't want to step on them.
You don't want them down.
Stop them. Right. You want them to progress and to win as well. So I just want to share that.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And that's good.
Before they even come to pass.
Yeah.
So it's seeing things that you hope for that you don't even know. You can't even smell it. But it's there. And you know in your spirit, you know in your being that it is there. It is available to you. And you're just got to just reach up and snatch that thing and hold on to it. You got, if you don't have nothing else, you got to have that faith. Even the faith of a mustard seed. Our brother, Lord knows we miss him so, but he always said, the faith, the size of a mustard seed. If you have that, then you got something. And that something that you have will take you further than having nothing at all.
Yeah.
So we're excited about giving idea and the tools and the belief that, you know, that there is something greater for them and that if they just hold on just a little while longer, even if you got a little piece of string that you hold on to, it can happen. God can turn it around right when you're about to let go of that thing. And boom, and you'll be feeling like, oh, I shouldn't have, you know, did that. You know, you don't want to regret it. So, you know, and I know it's not easy, but it is possible. All things are possible through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you every single day.
Every day. And we want to continue to encourage you.
Yes.
And encourage you and encourage you. And you can always
uplift
that to our shows.
Yes.
If you need a little boost in your day and hear what we have said, you know, hopefully you can apply some of these skills to your encourage one another. And a lot of times you have to encourage yourself if it's no one else around. Remember how far you have come.
Yes, you look back.
Yes.
And think
only
about
look back to
see how far you come.
Only look back
to see how far you come.
Don't look back to dwell on the past.
Don't.
You know, what happened, or I should have did it this way or that way.
You focus is ongoing.
Oh, we got a little friendly fly. It's not a butterfly, and it's not an angel wing, so we don't want it in here with us.
Yeah, it's got its finger on it.
Exactly. And then, you know, we heard a wonderful preacher say about faith. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you are expecting God to place the sun in the sky, you're expecting to can go to work the next day. So why can't you believe in yourself? Or the passion or your dream that you have in you that you're supposed to share with whomever, the world or just one other person, it doesn't matter.
Right,
if
right.
you got that type of faith to wake up and know it's your car is sitting out there, or that the sun is going to shine, or that those trees are going to be sitting out there, you believe that? Can you believe that?
Yes.
All right. And that's faith. Faith.
Oh, honey,
no.
Thank you. gotta have faith.
Yes, you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith,
baby.
Woo! Oh, that is so true. I love that song. We used to rock it out.
Yeah.
To, what's his name?
George Michael.
George Michael, sexy, sexy. But anywho, our show today is talking about reigniting your passion, reigniting your faith, reigniting your dreams. And we want you to know that if you hold on to your dreams, things will come to pass. And, you know, and usually the funny thing about when you have that faith on something, it doesn't always come when you want it to in your time, but it does come. It will come. And, you know, and it comes when it's needed, really when it's needed, when in the appropriate time. So that's the beauty of God's timing. You know what? We've seen that too. We've been doing our show for a few years, and we've seen tremendous blessings because of our platform, how we have stepped out on, and we have believed that, you know, things will come to pass due to the reasoning that we are here to simply reignite, motivate, stimulate our listeners and our and those that follow us. And we so appreciate you all. We are also keeping the faith that our show will reach more than we've already been reaching, that our show will open up doors that have not been penetrated, doors that are just waiting to be opened in the name of Jesus for our show. We simply have a passion for what we're doing. If there was no passion for it, then we would not do it. Simply, just simply as that. So whatever you have a passion for, that's what you need to be doing. That's what you need to focus on. We're not saying quit your day job. You can have a day job. You can have a night job. But continue on your journey with whatever you are passionate about. If it's helping others, if it's building relationships, if it's making new things, or you're a fashionista, do your thing, honey.
Yes, and have faith while you're doing it.
Exactly. Ooh, I love this show. I love the show.
Yay!
It's a good show. And, yo, we had to have faith to even do the show.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you just, yo, you say, oh, you got to have faith. With, you know, you can preach it to anybody. But then if you cannot walk in that faith yourself, then how can you tell anyone else? And faith for us, what has faith done for me? Oh, let me tell you, honey. I'm going to give you a little tidbit. Faith for me has given me the tools and show me that I can be a mother of three people, of three young, beautiful men, young boys. That is faith, because within myself, I didn't know if I could do it, if I could handle that. But God saw it in me, and then I had the faith to continue on, and I am doing that each day. I have faith that, you know, everything that I'm doing as a parent, as a mother, that will regenerate some awesome men of God, some awesome men that will be a productive citizen to this, to the world and to others, and not be a burden, nor a tyrant. And that is the faith that I'm walking in, and I'm seeing it every day with my kids, and I love it.
Yes.
And then I got faith for a whole bunch of other things, you know, for talk to the twins, honey. And
yes,
we're seeing things. We're seeing doors open, and we're excited about it.
Yes, and we just want to encourage you to continue to have your faith.
Yes.
Continue. This is our happy music.
Yeah, I love.
End of the summer. So this is the beginning.
It seems
and,
like it's the beginning.
And we want to remind you to listen to our love and relationship.
Yes.
We have great guests on there all the time.
Yes.
And don't forget to listen to Thursday, Reignite Your Faith, Reignite Your Passion. It's all about positive inspiration,
yeah,
motivation. Coming from the swing, I'm Butterfly.
And I'm an angel. I like that.
Yeah.
I
change
it up sometimes.
So you can always tune in on Blog Talk Radio, PNP Talk to the Twins. And if you have any show ideas that would like to come on our show, or you can see us, email us at twicetwins@gmail.com.
Also, keep in mind, we are looking for some interns. Our show is doing above and beyond great things. We get many invites to different places, and of course, we would love to make all of them, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So we would love to have some interns help us out and get out there in the field and do learning and training as to how we run our show. Maybe you have a passion or a dream to have your own radio show one day like the Twins, and we would love to be an asset to you in that field. So remember, if you go to Twice Twins, T-W-Y-C-E, twins.com, at gmail.com. I'm sorry, Twice Twins at gmail.com.
Or you can reach us at talktothetwins.weebly.com.
Yes, go to our website. You will find us there. You can fill out a registration and let us know what you're interested in and all about you. If you have a charity or any type of book that you've written or anything that you're doing that's worthy, we would love to share it with our listeners as well.
Yes. And once again, tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. to PNP Talk to the Twins.
And we are faking it. We're faking it till we make it, honey.
Faking it till you make it. We encourage you to make it. And if someone you know out there has a dream that they want to.
Yes. Or tell them to. Listen to our show. You can call in 714-333-3314. You can share our link so we can, you know, let them know that we are out there. We're giving people the tools to fake it and make it.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Yes.
We hope
our show is almost over.
Yes, we're almost over.
We're almost done. But we want to thank you so much, everyone. And we're excited about our Power Couple workshop coming up next month. It's going to be a phone club blast, giving couples the tools with our two doctors, psychotherapist Ms. Felicia and Dr. Nadine. We'll be on the scene, and we shall be hosting. We are so excited, and we know that those
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Also, if you want to be a part of our Power Couples Workshop, inbox us or
thank you. Have a blessed night. And we'll talk.